El colectivo Raíces presenta su programa
Espejos de Aztlán.
Información,
arte,
cultura.
Bienvenidos.
Today in Espejos de Aztlán, we are going to have a special program about the stories of humans of New Mexico. With us, Georgia Weiss, Moises Santos, and Rafael Martinez from Humans of New Mexico. They'll be also their host for today. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa. Who are the stories you're going to introduce today?
Today we're going to be featuring the stories of Victoria Maestas from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Raf Vigil from Pecos, New Mexico.
Vamos a estar introduciendo dos historias ahora que hablan de gente que han vivido en Nuevo México por un largo periodo de tiempo. Ellos han vivido aquí por generaciones. Vamos a hablar acerca de sus experiencias y de su experiencia de sus familias.
So let's listen first part of the stories of Victoria and Ralph.
Well, my name is Ralph Vigil Jr. From here, from Pecos. I've lived here all my life, 38 years here in Pecos. I was born in Las Cruces, but been here in Pecos, raised up on this side in East Pecos. I went to school here at Pecos High School. After high school, I went into the military for a short period, and after that, I got into working in the corrections and this piece of land. My family's always, you know, really farmed this. My dad has always done it after work, and so it's always been part of us. You know, I never really did it full time until a couple of years ago, but we just really wanted to maintain the sequias, the water rights, and while we work, we would come back here in the afternoons and work this, and then on the weekends too.
I was born on base. Then my dad's old service was over, and we moved back home. They were living in Española, New Mexico. After I turned 3 years, we moved to Santa Fe, and then my mom and dad had two more kids, my brother and sister. We lived in Santa Fe for 10 years, and in 68, for 10 years, and another child, my little brother. And in 1968, we moved to Albuquerque, where my mom and dad had two more kids, my little sisters. So in all, my mom and dad had 5 children.
We're here in Espejos de Aztlán with the Humans of New Mexico show. Just heard Victoria Maestas and Ralph Vigil, their introductions. They're the featured stories for this month here on the Humans of New Mexico show, where we feature stories of folks from all around New Mexico. Last week, we had stories that featuring immigrant experience, people who migrated to New Mexico. And this week, we're actually featuring stories from folks who have lived in New Mexico for generations. Ralph is from Pecos, New Mexico, and Victoria is from Albuquerque. And now we're going to listen to a few other clips from their interviews where they talk about growing up in New Mexico and the differences. And, you know, we'll be able to see the differences in their stories.
Particular Ralph discusses his experience growing up in Pecos and the Pecos Valley, and the importance of farming and the importance of acequias and keeping the wildlife around there as a place to live next to. And that often contrasts with some of our other stories in which people grow up in the city, such as Victoria.
Estas historias que estamos presentando hoy en día son muy importantes porque tienen la herencia de ser Nuevo Mexicanas por muchas generaciones. Como estamos hablando, vemos la diferencia del norte aquí a Albuquerque, pero vemos cómo han sido los cambios durante el tiempo y cómo nos están afectando ahora en día.
So here are Victoria and Ralph speaking about growing up in New Mexico.
Just enjoying here in Pecos, you know, growing up fishing, hunting, going for leña, you know, just like everybody else in northern New Mexico, pretty much doing the same thing. You know, love it. I wouldn't trade this place for anything in the world. It can be difficult at times because small towns, you know, politics and the plática and the mitote that goes on in small towns. But, I mean, other than that, it's a great place to live and raise my daughter. I raised her here. She's now at New Mexico State.
I attended Duranes Elementary, Washington Junior High, and Albuquerque High. We're both about 100 years old when I attended. I graduated from Albuquerque High in 1975. The class of 1974 was the last class to graduate from the old Albuquerque High on Central. And my class was the first to graduate from the new school in 1975. APS built the new school on Odelia Road. They had to close down the old school because all the classes were getting bigger because of the population of Albuquerque. And the school was very old. It was almost 100 years old, like I said earlier. At the old school, they used to cook and bake our lunches on campus. We could smell the wonderful aroma of buns baking in the oven. And as we approached the lunchroom for lunch, your stomach would start to growl as the smell of the freshly made food hit your nose. The new school brought their lunches in from who knows where in styrofoam trays with plastic spoons and forks. I missed the old school when I was going to the new one, mostly because of the lunches. They were so fresh. But the new school had more class space, and it was brand new. The class of 75 broke it in for the future Bulldogs of AHS, so I'm proud of that. We were the first graduating class of that new school.
So we just listened to Victoria and Ralph speak on their experiences in growing up in New Mexico. And now we're going to transition and talk a little bit about the clips that are coming up, talk about their activism or their ideals on activism.
Right. He talks about how being a farmer isn't simply about being reclusive and being on the land, but it is about being an activist. And it's important that you go, as he'll talk about, go to the legislature and make yourself known, because your land depends on water and water depends on politics. And so he talks about how being a farmer is being an activist.
Right. Yeah. And so his experience, again, is a little bit more tied to who he is, right, as a person or what, you know, as a right. farmer. Whereas Victoria, her experience and her discussion on activism is a little different.
En el caso de Victoria, estamos hablando de cuál es su reflexión, su experiencia, viendo cómo creció y cuáles fueron los movimientos sociales que tuvieron un impacto muy grande en ella. Por ejemplo, ella habla de la manifestación ante la guerra de Vietnam en los 60s y cómo hubo una gran manifestación en ese caso aquí mismo en Albuquerque, en el Parque de Roosevelt. En su historia van a oír cómo habla de eso y el impacto que tuvo en ella.
We're here Humans in New Mexico in Espejos de Aztlán, featuring Victoria Maestas and Ralph Vigil. And now we're going to listen to them speak about their activism in New Mexico.
Qué loco, tierra, veterano.
I also miss the 70s. A lot was going on all around the country, protesting everywhere. In 72, I traveled with my grandparents, my mom's parents, to California, L.A. We went by train. We went to visit my aunt and her family. My aunt and her husband are native New Mexicans, but by now, they're native Californians. They've been there so long. While I was there, at my aunt's house, the news was on, and the riot in Albuquerque was showing. People fighting, police fighting, firing, the riots starting all over the place. It started as a peaceful demonstration about the war and turned into a riot. It started at Roosevelt Park on Cole Southeast and went all the way down Central to downtown. There was looting. A few people died. A young man was stabbed fatally. He had just got out of a two-year tour in Vietnam and survived just to die in his hometown. He was my husband's friend.
No es escudo letal, es quimera.
Es el río que arrastra mi vida, es mi tierra. Mi tierra.
As far as marketable water is going to come from our acequias, and they'll start severing them from our lands, and then we're going to have problems over here for the guy down the stream who wants to irrigate, and there's no water in the ditch anymore because we've sold it all. And it puts a lot of stress. It puts a lot of pressure on us. We try to fight the water transfers a lot, and we try to bring awareness to different policymakers that, you know, what happens in Albuquerque does affect us over here. What happens anywhere, Santa Fe affects us over here. And we're not for sale. That's just one of the biggest things I've always stressed. And, you know, right now we're currently fighting wilderness expansion. You know, some people want to, you know, protect it, but, I mean, I want to protect it too. It's just that we've been in such a drought for so long. If you've been up there, it's overgrown. There's a bunch of fuel, and it's a catastrophic forest fire waiting to happen. When that happens, the river's going to turn into sludge. It's going to mess up our infrastructure in the acequias. I mean, it's a domino effect, and people don't realize that. And, you know, I probably won't be able to, if we get a bad catastrophic fire, I won't be able to irrigate for a season because I won't be able to put that water in my fields because of the ash. I mean, it just affects everything. And we need to manage and we need to maintain our forests because those are our watersheds. That's what protects, that's what gives us our water. And every bunch of people have different opinions on why to do it and why not to do it. But, I mean, if it was pristine and it was taken care of and managed properly, then fine. But, you know, we're stewards of the land. We were put on this planet for a reason. And if we're not maintaining and we're not practicing our stewardship towards this land, then, you know, Mother Nature's going to do it for us and we're not going to like the outcome. So, I just lobby all the time. I'm constantly on the phone with policymakers, telling them what's going on, letting them know. We have our monthly commission meetings, so that really helps us get out there and do that work. So it's just building those relationships and constantly following up with them and letting them know that you're still around and just being a pest. And it's worked to my advantage and to the advantage of the citizens of New Mexico that benefit from acequias and agriculture.
Quiero ser feliz contigo. Mi deseo es ser tu tierra y morir dentro tu abrigo.
We're in Espejos Aztlán with the Humans in New Mexico monthly show featuring Victoria Maestas and Ravi Hill. Their stories, and these are stories of folks who lived in New Mexico for a very long time. Victoria is from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Ralph is from Pecos, New Mexico. We just heard them talk about their experiences with activism, and now we're going to listen to them talk about their family histories.
My family history, they came, Juan Montes Vigil came from Sierra, Spain in the 1500s, something like that, to Zacatecas, Mexico, and then from there they came up to Santa Cruz, Bahia Española, where Don Bustos from. They settled up there and then eventually in Santa Fe, and then eventually Don Asiano was a soldier and all his sons were soldiers. And they all went to a military academy in Mexico City. And I guess he got tired of politics and decided to retire over here. So he got this land grant. And this land right here, matter of fact, this acequia that runs up here is called Acequia de Molino. And right where we came into this first field on the top, he had a mill there. And he built this acequia to power that molino. So it was a community mill that he had here for his familia. So all these agricultural lands were his, basically. He farmed all this. I think at one time, I don't know if it was like 50,000 acres or something, but majority of it is Forest Service now that we've lost. Like many of our land grants in New Mexico have been lost. But yeah, 1680, one of the Vigiles had gone back to Mexico, and then he came back up, brought his family back up with the reconquest of Santa Fe with Don Diego de Vargas. He came up with that expedition. And then they ended up settling here, so they're one of the 13 original, I guess 13? Original families in Santa Fe. So Vigil is one of them. So, you know, my dad's a direct descendant of all that. And it's great to be part of that history and that culture. And matter of fact, I have a picture of the lieutenant governor because there's a picture of Don Asiano Vigil right outside the lieutenant governor's office. So I took a picture with the lieutenant governor in front of him.
I met my husband in the summer of 1974, so I didn't know his friend who was killed in the riot. My husband and I were married 5 years after just living together. I never changed my name. My husband was okay with that. Women should be able to keep their maiden name if she chooses. He passed away in 2012. Together we had 2 daughters, 5 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. More to come, I bet. My husband's family were from Old Town. All the originals have passed away since then, and they lived and worked in the sawmill district up until the mill was closed down. I know they were there since the 1800s. The great-great-grandma was born there, I guess. I really don't know much about his family, but would like to have my daughters do some research, you know, and that way they would know more.
We just heard from Victoria Maestas and Ralph Vigil on the importance of understanding our history as humans. And as we are here in Humans of New Mexico, we feel it's important to understand our history as a state and as a community so we know who we are today and how it defines our futures.
Como pueden oír, estas historias están hablando de la importancia de la herencia de cada una de su familia. Para Victoria y para Ralph, hablan acerca de la importancia de conocer esta historia, no nomás para ellos, pero también para sus hijos y sus nietos y nietas y el futuro de su familia.
We've heard from Victoria and Ralph speak on several topics, and now we're going to listen to him talk about the reflections on New Mexican culture and its challenges.
It was one of the largest pueblos at the time, Pecos Pueblo. You know, it's called Sicuyer in Towa, and you know, that's a big part of the history here, the old Santa Fe Trail, the trading post. I mean, there's just so much that's happened around here, you know, to be part of that and to be carrying on the traditions that, you know, my great-great-great-great-grandfather brought, was Don Aciano Vigil, and he was the first Hispanic territorial governor of New Mexico. So he was able to obtain this land grant on this side of Pecos, which we mostly lost to Forest Service, but we were able to keep the irrigated lands down here and some of the land up on the side of the hill there where I live. And it's just been great. I mean, a lot of people don't embrace the culture. A lot of people forget about it, move on. You know, there's not really much employment here unless, you know, Santa Fe. You go to Santa Fe, we've become a huge bedroom community to Santa Fe. A lot of changes have happened here, changes that I personally don't like, but I mean, I guess the growing pains, I mean, like these Dollar Generals and box stores and stuff, I mean, put our town and country store out of business.
I do know a lot about my family, the Maestas, my grandpa's side, my grandma, not too much. It's still a work in progress. My dad's side, and some about my mom's side, the Manzanares and Garcias. My grandpa comes from a line of Maestas who have been in New Mexico before it became U.S. territory. The Maestas used to be called Mestas, M-E-S-T-A-S, but for an unknown reason, the name was changed to Maestas. I found this out from a book signing I went to, me and my mom went to that. We were invited by our cousins. It was for a book called New Mexico Stormy History, True Stories of Early Spanish Colonial Settlers and the Maestas family. The author, Elmer Eugene Maestas, he said the Maestas family had been here 10 generations before it was U.S. territory. Even before Oñate came over, the Mestas Maestas have been here since 1656 to now. He said Mestas and Maestas are the same name, and that no one knows how or why the name was changed. In that book, the author mentions my grandpa, Pablo Maestas. He said that my grandpa was a store owner and that he helped establish the Bartolome Sanchez Land Grant Organization. That my two aunts, my grandpa's daughters, still go to this day a meeting that they hold each year for the organization with other owners of this land grant. How the grant was obtained in the first place, I don't know yet. I'm still working and looking into it. He gave land to all his 13 children, and only my two aunts kept theirs. The author said my grandpa was well-liked by the community because when the Depression came to New Mexico, he gave credit to these his creditors, and when it was over, he burned all the credit records, saying they all went through bad times together and that all the debts were forgiven. They named a bridge after him. It's called the Pablo Maestas Bridge, and it's in Cuchilla over the Chama River. I was there for this dedication. He had died a year before it. He was 97.
Gran tejedor de historias escribió.
Acaban de escuchar a las historias de Ralph Vigil y Victoria Maestas, que hablan sobre las presiones que enfrentan las culturas nuevo mexicanas ante la modernidad y ante presiones culturales. Entonces están viendo cómo pueden preservar esa cultura para los nuevo mexicanos.
And if you check out the full interview, you can see that Ralph also talks about how the way in which the younger generations are growing up different from him. And in the full interview, Ralph also talks about how the younger generations in his community are growing up very different from him. And he feels like some of the importance of what he learned from his father and from farming and his community are sort of being lost. And this is exactly why we feel oral histories are important to our communities. And Ralph and Victoria both touched upon the importance of our history.
Me junto al mar.
We're in Espejos de Aztlán. We're the Humans in New Mexico monthly show. We've been listening to stories of Victoria Maestas, who's from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Ralph Vigil, who's from Pecos, New Mexico. And, you know, we heard them talk about their upbringing in New Mexico and, you know, and their ideas on several topics, including activism and, you know, culture in New Mexico. We want to talk a little bit about the collective of Humans of New Mexico.
Our collective is made up of students from UNM as well as community members. We started this project with the understanding that there's an importance to understand New Mexican history and to understand our histories as a community and as people and our families, whether we are from New Mexico or we are transplants. So this project is based on the importance that recording our history as New Mexicans, whether our families are from here or whether we are transplants, is important and necessary for the upcoming generations and should be accessible to coming generations and to understand who we are as a community. To listen to the full interviews of these stories as well as stories from the previous month and months to come, please visit our website at humansofnewmexico.com. We also have a Facebook where we post stories daily, and Twitter and Instagram that you may interact with it as well.
We thank you for listening to today's stories, and we ask you to stay tuned for next month's stories, where we will be talking about artists in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and talking about some of the challenges about being an artist in New Mexico. We will feature the stories of Jade Leyva, who is an artist and a painter, who has started a community seeds mural project. And we will also feature the stories of Quilco Paz, who is a musician and a member of the Latino band Baracutanga, who engage in social topics. So stay tuned, and we look forward to engaging with you in next show.
We want to thank the Raices Collective and KUNM for giving us the space to feature these wonderful stories, and we look forward to collaborating with you all. Thank you.
Ay, yo quiero agradecerles a ustedes. Muchas gracias, Georgia Weiss.
Gracias.
Y gracias, Rafael Martínez, por, primero de todo, por acercarse a nuestro programa Espejos de Aztlán y al colectivo Raices.
Muchas gracias.
We were listening tonight, this evening, in Espejos de Aztlán, the stories that humans of New Mexico are gathering in their project that you can also listen more on their website, Humans of New Mexico. Muchas gracias y hasta el próximo programa.